91X News.
It's minus 7 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Tamara Pilon. School buses have been canceled for 4 straight days in this area this week. David Bowie spoke to the person in charge about how the decision is made.
So if it's 4 in the morning and the roads are still a mess from an overnight storm and they're not cleared appropriately yet, that's a reason to cancel.
Gord Taylor is the CEO of Tri-Board Student Transportation Services.
At minus 25 to minus 28 wind chill and below, there's a significant and increasing risk of frostbite. Buses will break down on the road, and then we've got, you know, a partial load of students without heat on the side of the road, but also the balance of that load of students who haven't yet been collected are waiting for a bus that will be late. They're out there exposed for an extended period of time.
There are also other factors that go into determining if buses will be canceled or not.
It's currently snowing or freezing rain or some condition that makes driving unsafe. We'll do it for that. A convincing, compelling forecast for incoming weather later in the day, which would make taking school children home at the end of the day very dangerous.
Safety for everyone is the main priority in determining bus cancellations.
I mean, our priority is school students and making sure they're safe, but certainly bus drivers and adult monitors, they're precious to us.
David Bowie, QNET News, Belleville.
It's cold and flu season, and it can get quite nasty, but there are ways to prevent contracting and spreading the illness. Julia Lennox has more.
Students already have a hard time beating stress over the course of the semester, but when you're sick, it can make your situation much worse. Lauren Deans, who is the lead nurse at Loyalist College, says it is important to not spread germs.
The cold and flu that are going around, they're very nasty, okay? And young children and elderly people may not survive. And what I've noticed this year, too, is people who've had the cold, it seems to be lasting longer, and people are ending up with other infections due to it.
Deans also provided ways to prevent the cold and flu.
All and above absolutely anything else, wash your hands. Make sure your surfaces are clean. Aside from that, you have a better immune system if you're eating well, getting enough sleep, and good positive energy.
She says for the flu, the college offers a public flu shot through the health unit. So it's publicly funded, and the health center does flu shot clinics as well. Julia Lennox, QNET News, Belleville.
The federal government will announce up to $40 million for Finnish telecom giant Nokia today to conduct research on 5G wireless technology in Canada. Canadian press reporter Terry Pedwell says the announcement comes as Ottawa is in the middle of a comprehensive national security review of the potential involvement of Nokia's Chinese rival Huawei in the Canadian's next generation mobile network.
Huawei, Nokia, and Sweden's Ericsson are among the top contenders to help Canada's telecom companies build the country's 5G mobile networks, which will add dramatically to Canada's wireless capabilities. Three of Canada's partners in the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Group, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, have banned the use of Huawei products in 5G network development based on fears the company could spy on behalf of China.
Ottawa is also locked in a diplomatic dispute with Beijing following Canada's December 1st arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou at the request of the United States. Industry Minister Navdeep Bains is finalizing the deal with Nokia today at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is questioning why dismissed federal workers were using food banks instead of taking out loans and getting through the month-long partial U.S. government shutdown. The CNBC asked Ross to comment on reports that some of the 800,000 workers currently not receiving paychecks are going to homeless shelters to get food. Ross says federal workers will end up getting back pay, so there's no need to go to food banks.
The 30 days of pay that some people will be out, there's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
Democrats say U.S. President Donald Trump and his team are out of touch about the impact on American workers. Singer Chris Brown is suing the woman who says he raped her last week in Paris. Jason Nathanson has more.
In the defamation lawsuit, Chris Brown and his lawyers say the woman who accused Brown and two others of rape made, quote, slanderous accusations. They're asking for a criminal charge, which could land the accuser in prison for a year. Brown was arrested this week and released without being charged, though the rape investigation is ongoing. And Brown has received support from some high-profile friends, including Justin Bieber, who commented on Brown's Instagram, quote, no one can touch you. You're the greatest of all time. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Canadian online storytelling platform Wattpad is bringing clickable reads to a bookstore near you. The Toronto-based company has announced it's setting its sights on the offline book market with the launch of a new publishing division, Wattpad Books. Alicia Gardner, who will lead the division, says the imprint will leverage Wattpad's data analytics to crowdsource proven hits on its platform.
Our data and our readers are able to do that trend spotting and find those huge stories before they pop and set new trends. I think we're often seeing things on Wattpad really trend on our site before we tend to see them in the traditional marketplace.
Wattpad says stories on its platform have already been turned into best-selling books and adapted for TV, film, and digital projects. Drag queen performer Brooklyn Heights is filling some tall shoes as the first Canadian competitor to be featured on RuPaul's Drag Race. The popular reality TV series has revealed the lineup of contestants for season 11 in an online, in a live YouTube announcement. Heights is the drag queen persona of Etobicoke, Ontario-raised performer Brock Hayhoe. In today's live interview with Adam Rippon, Hayhoe says part of the challenge was getting a visa to work stateside.
This is such a dream come true. I've been watching the show since the very beginning, and it's something I never thought I would be able to do because I'm Canadian, and I was like, well, how am I going to get down here? Like, I have to be in America.
Yeah, you have to travel.
I have to be legal to work here, and I made it happen. I make stuff happen.
Hayhoe studied at the National Ballet School in Toronto before heading stateside to pursue a drag queen performance career in New York and eventually landing in Nashville, Tennessee. He won the 2014 Miss Continental pageant with a ballet performance of Britney Spears' I'm a Slave for You. Police say a group of seven painting has been stolen from a Toronto home. Toronto police say the painting is an original piece of art by A.Y. Jackson and was stolen along with other items. They say officers were called about the break and entering on Friday, where the painting called Sun Gleams Autumn North Saskatchewan was reported missing. Investigators say the painting is worth more than $200,000. The group of seven consisted of painters best known for capturing Canadian landscapes in their work. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
You already know that Split Second can service all your business and personal printing needs. Now you can have whatever you want printed on a huge range of items like t-shirts, bags, hats, practically anything. Whether you need a large order for your business or sports team, Split Second has many options with eye-popping color possibilities. And there's no need to wait for delivery as it's all done locally. Split Second, your one-stop shop for printing, promotional, and personalized gift needs. 59 Dundas Street East, Belleville. SplitSecond.ca.
In sports, Rafael Nadal reached the Australian Open final for the fifth time before beating 20-year-old Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-2, 6-4, and 6-0. Nadal says he continued to the good form he has shown throughout the championship.
Played well, of course. No, I've been playing well during the whole event. Every match, more or less, I think I did a lot of things well, and tonight was another one.
Some of Canada's top skiers are gearing up for home events tomorrow and Saturday. Moglis skiers, including reigning Olympic champ Mikhail Kingsbury, have arrived in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec for World Cup. Ski Across athletes are at Blue Mountain for a World Cup near Collingwood, Ontario. Tiger Woods is back. The golf star has started his first round of the PGA Tour this year at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego. Five Canadians are in the field at this week's event. Canadian Adam Hadwin is taking a week off after a tie for second last weekend at the Desert Classic. A longtime Major League Baseball umpire from Montreal has died. Jim McCain was 73. He also played parts of three seasons in the CFL. His son Jamie said McCain died overnight in his sleep in Florida. McCain spent almost 30 seasons as an MLB umpire. Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's -7 with the wind chill and cloudy. Tonight, -8 with the wind chill with snow beginning near midnight. Tomorrow, -16 with wind chill with 40% chance of snow. It's 4:10. It's -7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tamara Pilon, QNET News, news next on 91X at 6:00.